I think the most important thing is that in the West, people have very little exposure or understanding of who is this flute player, Krishna, Sri Krishna. And we would like to know something about Krishna and something about Braj. What is Braj? What is this ancient Braj culture?
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Nama. In Indian cultures, in Vedas and all Purans, we think that in whole world there is one Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is Krishna. He is very powerful, unique in all subjects, especially having so much power and opulence. He can create thousands and thousands of worlds in a moment, and he can destroy thousand and thousand of worlds in a moment. Again, he can do all that. But sometimes he is very merciful. He is abode in transcendental place called Braja, Gokul, or Vrindavan, same thing. Any unliberate person cannot go there. There is no birth and death, sorrows and sufferings, oldness and all diseases there. There, always, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, very teenage, playing with his associates, like friends, father, mother, and beloved gopi friends, always playing in very melodious tune of his flute. Anyone can be charmed by his flute tune, even deers and all creepers, trees, worms and insects, even they can be charmed with his flute tune, always playing there in his transcendental abode. But sometimes he is so unique, merciful. We all souls which are in this world have come out from him. And we are all transcendental, and we are all eternal servant of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we have forgotten him. From beginning. And that is why we are in cyclic order of endless chain of birth, death, suffering, sorrows and so many problems. When this very merciful Krishna looks towards us, we become merciful. And to again engaged in his service, he descends from his transcendental abode Braja in this world. And where he descends, it is also called Braja. No difference, only that in so many yogsha, that's so many years. He comes one time, descends in this world, in this braja, in this earth. Very rare he comes. Only to help the souls who have forgotten him. So where he descends, this place is also called braja. The meaning of braja, that always moving. He descends from braja, Golok Vrindavan, transcendental place, and he moves to this worldly braja, Vrindavan. And again here, always playing here, there. So it is called braja. In braja there are so many places, like Nandagaon, Barsana, Gokul, Vrindavan. He moves sometimes with his all cows, cowherd boys, father, mother, and all associate, especially with the gopi, one place to another. So it is called braja. Also this world is called sansar, same meaning. But this sansar, this world, is going to destruction, gradually towards destruction. And this braja of Krishna, always going towards a very transcendental world, happiness place. So, Krishna, with all associate from transcendental Golok Vrindavan, he descends to this earthly planet in braja. From boyhood, he plays here and there. If any demons comes, very quickly, in a dancing mood, with his flute, he can destroy all the demons and he can change the hearts of all demons. And he liberates them. And they again become transcendental servant of Krishna. So if he is killing externally we see that he is killing anyone, but not killing. Only removing their outwardly this material body and giving them transcendental, very beautiful and sweet body, transcendental body. And with that body they can go to transcendental braja and serve. We see that Krishna always going with his cowherd friends in Vrindavan with lakhs and lakhs cows. Very beautiful. And he controls all cows, all friends, only by the tune of his flute. Nothing with his stick and nothing with anything. When he plays on flute, that all his friends begin to dance and he also dance. You see that in Vrindavan, there was a demon in the shape of snake, very dangerous, very poisonous. He has thousands and thousands of hordes. So many Brajvasi began to die due to his poisonous water there. Krishna at once climbed on the tree and from there he jumped in the that poisonous pond where that demon snake was there with thousand and thousand hooks. But he never forget to take his flute with him. He jumped with his flute, and very easily that snake binded him in his wells. But Krishna became very lean and thin and jumped up on his thousand horse and began to dance with his flute in such a sweet way that all the gopis and cowherd boys and his friends, father and mother, became happy. And Krishna, dancing on very good tune, melodious, up and down his melody. And on the same time, with his very soft and sweet force, he was crushing the hordes of that poisonous snake. And thus he could not tolerate that snake. And thus he was controlled. And then his wives, the wives of that snakes, were praying to forgive that snake. And Krishna mercifully forgave them that snake and told that you should go away, very far away from this pleasure. So in a melody, by the tune of his flute and dancing, he controlled that also demon, that snake. When he used to go to cowherds, in the evening, when he will return to his home, he used to climb up on a kadamba tree of Vrindavan. And that is called kadamba ter. And he used to climb on that tree and he used to call all the cows, Shyamali, Dhauli, Kalindi, Pishangi, Gange, Yamune, like this, in his flute. And all the cows, they know the sweet voice of that Bansi, and they quickly began to run towards Krishna. And when they used to come to Krishna, and he used to count all the cows, thousand and thousand of cows, billions and millions of cows, on his garland of mukta, pearls. And he used to know that, what special cow is not has come. And again he used to call, Fairy Shyamali, and she used to run quickly towards Krishna. He used to tell by his flute voice cows, Niri, Niri, means you should go to water in Jamuna and drink water. And then Tiri, Tiri, oh, you should come, you should come. Nothing to tell with mouth. Only by sweet he used to do all everything. Even he used to dance with cops, and also cops used to dance on his music seat of bansi, that is flute, and also with Krishna seeing his face. And Krishna used to have so much love and affection with this cows and calves also. Once he was in the forest with thousand and thousand of cowherd boys and cows surrounding. He was going from one forest to another with Baldev Prabhu and all the gopis. All used to play on floats. Some used to play on other instruments, and dancing mode they used to go from one place to another. And there Krishna was standing under a very beautiful kadam tree shade, It was three-folded, like Lalit Tribhangi in Sanskrit language. Three-folded, very beautiful. Having peacock feather on his head and sweet bansi in his hand, on his lips. And he began to sing in his flute. Gopis who were there in their houses, from houses, they began to hear. Varaha pidam natavar bapu karnayo karnikaram vibhradabhasa kanak kapisham vajayanti shamalam arandhrana venu varadhara sudhaya puriyan gopabindai bindarandam sabadaramanam prabhishat girta gita girta. Oh, Krishna was going with billions and billions of cows. All the boys in the pose of dancing, surrounding Krishna, singing, playing on their floats. And Krishna, very decorated with his peacock feathers. And so the flowers of Beli Chameli, Indian, very fragrant flowers, and Tulsi flowers. And bees were humming. They were almost mad. And they were surrounding Krishna here and there. And he was playing on flute. So one Sakhi, my girlfriend of Krishna, Gopi, began to tell, oh, in this world, Supreme Personality of God has given we two eyes. But the use of these eyes is only one, not anything else. To see Krishna when he is going with his cowherd boys and so many cows, playing on float, and by his crooked eyes and brow, he is looking towards gopis and playing on his throat. So charming, that anyone, any gopi who will see at that time Krishna, he cannot control. And they will be very much charmed. They will never hear their mother-in-law, father-in-law, don't go to see Krishna. He is like a snake, very poisonous. And if he will go, then he will bite you. And for whole life, you will be mad for him. And he will steal away your hearts. So don't go. But all the gopis, very young, teeny is always so much charm that they never cared their words of their father, mother, or anyone. They used to tell that why you are going, why your sister, why your daughter is going on there. So they never cared. And they used to go and to see Krishna. And Krishna, usually he, by his tune of flute and dancing mood, looking from his crooked eyes, he used to take very easily their hearts. So, they are telling that, oh Sakhi, oh dear friend, oh sisters, if anyone has these eyes, the use of eyes is only to see Krishna with flute, with his crooked eyes. And they used to worship Krishna from very nearer with their eyes. They used to worship. And Krishna used to accept by eyes. They were speaking and telling each other by his only eyes. Very lovely things. Sometimes they are telling, Also, Krishna is so beautiful, marvelous. And his tune of his sweet bansi, flute, is so charming that it can charm everyone. Even the peacocks of forests, they used to come to see Krishna and they become used to dance with their fans, standing their fans. And they dance on the tune of flute of Krishna and they become mad. Sometimes they become so happy that they used to give their one fan to Krishna that, oh, you are playing very beautiful, charming flute. And we are dancing on your flutes. And so they used to give their one feather. And Krishna, very happily, he used to take this and to keep it in his turban. Sometimes, gopis are seeing from their eyes, oh, Krishna is playing on his flute and dancing. And deer from forest, so many deers, oh, coming running and not fearing. And they are coming very nearer to Krishna, as if they are beloved of Krishna. And Krishna is their beloved. And they were begging love and affection from Krishna. And their husband, the husbands of deers, having so many horns, and they were following their wives as if they are telling, oh, don't fear, we are here. If anyone tells anything, oh, we are with here, don't care for anything. You can love Krishna. He's very lovely. So even deers coming to Krishna and begging for his love and affection. Sometimes he used to play on flute and the asparas, the angels from heaven on their planes used to come nearer Krishna to see with their husbands. And when they used to hear the flute of sweet flute of Krishna and very beautiful, charming face of Krishna, then they used to faint in the laps of their husbands. And flowers from their hair, decorating hairs, they used to come on Krishna. Sometimes they used to take flowers and to sprinkle on Krishna. And they used to be mad as if they wanted to run from their husbands and to meet with Krishna. Sometimes Krishna is playing on flute and gopis are hearing and telling, oh, how sweet this flute. Even cows have become like mad. They have given up their taking grasses. And what they have grasses in their mouth, they cannot chew, they cannot take it in their stomach. Either they are giving it out, or as it was here in mouth, still mouth, and they have taken their mouths up and their ears towards Krishna as melody is coming, nectar is coming, and they are drinking all these melodies and nectar from their ears, like towards keeping straight towards Krishna, sometimes here and there. And sometimes their corpse are more mad for Krishna. From eyes they are seeing to Krishna. And they were taking the bread, milk of their mothers But now, the milk is in their throat, not going down or not coming out. And they are mad and hearing these melodies of this flute, of tune of this flute, and looking towards the face of Krishna. What to tell all these things?